The sugya I'm going to talk about today is one that has, I guess I can use the right terminology, has annoyed me my entire life. Can I use that expression? Not hurt me.
Irked
also. But the problem is I just don't have a clarity with reference to this issue. And that is the issue. There are four terms that I'm going to speak about. One, generally speaking, all of them we're familiar with. The first term is gazlan. A gazlan is someone that the Gemara says, you have a lot of mishnayos here in the Babas that deal with gezel. And gezel, the Gemara drives from a pasuk, vayigzel sechanit miyad amitri. A person does an act of gezel. An act of gezel, a maisik zela. Generally, a machala between zela and geneva. One is more befumbi. Geneva is something which is beseser, done in a stealthy kind of way. Gezel, the Gemara speaks about gazel mezuyon, listem hu. Okay, that's the term gezel. Then the term mazik, another term that we're familiar with, also in the Babas. So someone who causes someone else damage, and as a result, there could be damage to property, to rechush, or hachovu b'chaveru chai b'chamish dvarim is also a form of mazik. There are different types of mazik. That's also a term that's relatively well known. Then the third term is shol shalomidas. So shol shalomidas is a term, of course, the Gemara is a machlokes, what the status of shol shalomidas. Is he a shoyel? Is he a gazlan? Here, someone borrows something without permission. This has many, many ramifications. In Halach, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, actually, and the Shulchan talks about it in Aruch Chaim, besides the Chashem Mishpat aspect of the Shol Shomidas, which is a din in Shomrim. And we know that the Shol is Chai Ba'insin, because he has the greatest amount of Hanor that one could possibly have from a chefetz. The Gemara says, "Lav lukme bechilso shilte." I didn't borrow it to put in the museum. I borrowed it to use. He borrowed a para. He borrowed a chefetz. So that's why he has the highest level of chivah chreis. It's chai ba'insin. The gazan is also chai ba'insin, and that needs also separate treatment. So we have the shol shomidas machlug is in the Gemara. He's a shoyel, or he's considered to be a gazlan. And you have also, this was discussed here with Chabura actually several weeks ago, a famous taste in Bamatsia. Now, taste deals with the question, if I go into your refrigerator, am I allowed to do so? Am I allowed to go into your refrigerator and take an item? Of course, the assumption being that you and I are very friendly, and because we are very friendly, so you would permit me to go ahead and take something, take something to eat, take a cold drink, something along those lines. You would not object if I were to go about doing that. And that's the question, whether Halacha l'maisa, that it would be permissible. Is one allowed to go ahead and engage in that kind of behavior? It's machlokes between Tosfos and the Shach on this matter.
Shoel?
It's not. It's a kind of shoel because I am borrowing. Of course, I'm borrowing on a more permanent kind of basis. What? Yeah, I don't plan on returning, but the shoel shall be das. And so this also is a question whether you're allowed to do so. It's a famous machlokes between Tosfos and the Shach. Relating to this matter, this is a tesis here in Bava Metzia, in the second parak Gelam Metzias, and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We discussed actually the Chabura here on Shabbos by a member of the Bornstein family. The issue I'm most concerned about is Shlichus Yad. The din of Shlichus Yad, again, I want to know how we distinguish between Sholech Yad and when it applies and when it doesn't apply. We'll just mention it first that the source, the Makor, it's actually found twice in Chumash. The Torah says that in the context of the Parshas HaShomrim, there it mentions that we have four different sets of Shomrim, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Seichel, Gemara Machlokes Tanoim, what the status of a Seichel is it a Shomer Sachar, is it a Shomer Chinam, and then a Shoyel, which of course I just mentioned, is the highest level of Shomer, and a Shoyel is Chai Ba'insin, Lab Lukne Bechil So She'ilte. So, in the context of the Torah describing the different Shomrim, so we have a pasuk which is very well known, here Mishpatim, and the Torah says actually in the language that when it speaks about someone who is a tainas gana, someone who actually stole the item, but claims that someone else stole it, but in reality, he's the gana. So their lashon, the pasuk is the following. I'll just read some of this language that the Torah uses. I'll just read. V'hi tainis shavayu in perik chabbeis. V'hi tainis shavayu kesel chelam lishmor v'guna b'beis ha'ish. So I give someone kesev achilim to God, and the item is stolen. So yimatzei aganav yishalem shnayim. That's the din. Aganav has to pay kefil. Now the Torah goes on. Imlo yimatzei aganav. The ganav is not found. And this shomer, who's the balabayis, so the Torah says v'nikur balabayis al ha'elohim. Essentially, he comes to Bezdin, and he comes to be done with the person who claims that the object was stolen. And of course, in order to be done the case, so the shomer has to take several shvuos to araisa. We know that there are several shvuos to araisa. Shvuos edechot, shvuos medin mitzas, and shvuos hashemim. Shvuos hashemim is mentioned in the first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid. The Mishnah points out that this is what the, among the three types of shvuah that a shomer has to take. So we know one of the Shuas is Shalom Pashatiba, Shemachinim is Chai for Pshia, so he has to take a Shua that he wasn't Poshia. Number two, that this is the Shua that we're going to talk about right now, namely the second Shua that Shalom Shalachtiba Yad, that I was not Shalach Yad in the Pikodin that was given to me for the purpose of Shemira. That's what the Torah says here. Lashon of the Pasuk is, Im Yimatzei Aganav Yishalem Shnayim. Im Lo Yimatzei Aganav, the Ganav is not to be found, so now we go to Bezdin. That's the shua that the Torah alludes to. Shalosh shalach bo yad, and then the Torah goes on. I called Rapesha, I'll show Achamor, I'll say Al Salma, I'll call Abida Shiyom Kiuzeh, which the Gemara that we've already had in the past darshan means it comes out that he's a shakran. Turns out that he's a liar in the shua that he took, because Adim come and testify he himself is the thief. He himself is the ganav. So then the Torah says, Adu Elohim yavo dvar shnehem, asher yashirin Elohim. That means that Bezdin, based on the Edim, who come and testify that he's the ganav, yishalim shnayim re'eyu. The halacha is that he has to pay kefal. The halacha is telling tanas ganav b'kodin. He claims it was stolen. It comes out he himself is the ganav. So the halacha is he has to pay tashum kefal. But only when? Only if he takes a shua. His Shua was that he did not have his hand in this chayfet. My father was bothered by the lashon of bimleches ve'ehu. My father thought it should have said im lo shalach yado bebikadin shavayehu, im lo shalach yado bechayfet shavayehu. What's it bimleches ve'ehu? What kind of language is that? Every time I see these psukim, kemat. Every pasuk of Chumash that my father was concerned about, and I saw this from the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, till then my father was at work. Came out of every single pasuk of Chumash, every single Shabbos. It went on for hours and hours and hours. A lot of it is Girsa de Ankusa, the Lo Mishtacha. That's basically what it's all based on. Mazim Lo Shalachar Bim Leches Ve'eyu. Leches Ve'eyu refers to that which was given to me for safekeeping, to watch, to guard. What's the Loshin Bim Leches Ve'eyu? Anyway, but the halacha is that the balabayis comes Elohe Elohim, so the halachis have to come to a bezdin, and he claims it was stolen, but in reality, Adam testified that I was the thief, and that's what the Torah goes on to say. Now, this is now the second pasuk that's also relevant, that the Torah actually has in the next series of psukim. I'm now reading Perech HaBeis, pasuk Tes. Ki te'ish el re'eu chamor o'shor o'seh, so here we're talking about a situation of ones that occurred. So the first series of psukim lichora ki tenish oel kesev achelam lishmar beguna besaish yimatzei aganav shalom mishnayim. That's the din, the regular din. I called about pesha, namely that a shomer is chayv for pshia. And there it mentions also the shua shel shalach yado. Now you have a second statement, which is the shomer sacha. Something happened. The animal died. The animal broke a leg. The animal was taken to captivity. Ein roe. We're talking about a situation of ones. Shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneim. Im lo shalach yado b'mlechas ve'eil. Nocham vol b'mlechas ve'eil. But again, the language of im lo shalach yado b'mlechas ve'eil. V'lokach ba'ala v'lo yishalim. So here also, the Chazal interpret that the first parsha is talking about Hashem Mechina. And that's why the ganav is potter. Maguna b'sa'ish. That's what the Torah says. Lo yimotzi ha'ganav. And he has to take a shvua. Shvua shel ha'pashayti ba. Shvua shel shlachti b'yad. Shvua she'ed b'shusei. It's not in my possession. That's what the Torah speaks about. And he patches himself by taking the shvua. That's the first mission. Ha'mafkid. That ha'mafkid it's chaver. Be'im ha'keil mishbar. Nishba. Person can take a shvua. The three shvuas that I mentioned. And then, of course, he becomes exempt. The second parasha is talking about Hashem Esocha. First parasha says, Ki yitin ishavei eyum, kesu v'chelum lishmor, v'guna. Second parasha, Chamor, Osho, Osev, v'chobeim lishmor. They also, the Farshim talk about why here it mentions Chamor, Osho, Osev, as opposed to the parasha Hashem Echinam, which mentions kesu v'chelum lishmor. But here the parasha is talking about Hashem Esocha. And then we're not potter for Gnevi v'aveda. Hashem Esocha is chayvin, he's aveda. And that's why it doesn't mention over here, v'guna v'beis ha'ish. But rather, here it mentions umeis, onishbar, onishba, ein roeh. So therefore, the halacha is that the Torah says, shuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim, im lo shalach yado b'mechaz ve'eyu, lo kach be'olov, v'lo yishalem. That's what the Torah says, that he has to swear that he wasn't shalach yad, he didn't use the chefetz for his own purposes, because if he shalach yad, and then an onis occurred, he would certainly be chayv, he'd be responsible. V'lokach ba'olav, namely the owner takes the shua, v'lo yishalim. The shomer doesn't have to pay him anything, because that's the din that a shomer sachar is, as I said, has a high level of shmira. He's chayv neiv aveda, but he's potter from onsin, and therefore that's what the pasuk says. V'lo shalach yodo, v'lokach ba'olav, v'lo yishalim. My father didn't like that lashon either, because v'lokach ba'olav chazal interpret to mean the shua. V'lokach ba'olav es ha'shvua. What kind of a language is that? That's so many kashas. I have hundreds and hundreds of kashas on Chumash. Most of them have no answers, Rabbi Asger. And my father could understand. I don't have the answers. I'm sure you do. My father could understand why am I paying thousands of dollars to all these yeshivas Rabbeinu Yisrael Salanta and yeshivas Rabbeinu Yisrael Chonon when you can't answer my simple questions on Chumash. Okay, so we have two mekayres for this din of Shrichus Yad. So the problem, of course, is right away, I imagine that you're fully aware, you see that Gazlan, okay, there are mekayres for Gazlan. And there are, as well, there are mekayres for Mazik. And there are mekayres for Shol Shomidas, that's the next pasha, where the Torah says, V'chiyishal ish, me'im re'eyo. That's what the Torah says very clearly. Unless it's in a bala v'imo, then lo yishalim. Then the Torah says that by l'imo, that's the parak in Hashoyah, deals with the issue of b'ba'ala v'imo, then a person not mechuyah to pay. So the issue that I'm raising...
And that's the
parak
of Shol, but
Shol Shlomidas... I agree. Shol Shlomidas is machlokes, whether it's a... And what the marker for that needs examination... But I'm asking now on Shlichus Yad. That's really my interest. What is the makor that Shalech Yad is chayav? Doesn't say explicitly in Chumash Lich Ora. You don't have an explicit statement regarding the chiyav of Shol Shavidas. It's true that once a person has to swear, the Torah says Shol Shalach Yado. I wasn't Shalech Yad to be gotten. So obviously, im Shalach Yado chayav. That's the diuk. That's the inference. That's to be derived from the fact, but the Torah does not explicitly articulate an Iser of Shalach Yad. It's all by way of inference that I have to swear Shalach Shalachti Bayad. If I do, then I'm going to be Chayiv. So that's the question. What is the nature of that Chiv, of Shalach Bayad? Is it a din that's subsumed under the Pasha of Shomrim? It seems to be, because the Torah mentions in the context of the Pasha of Shomrim. However, if you look at the Mishnah, if you have a Gemara B'Metziah, Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel and Aleph. There's a Mishnah above Tzia on Tzadik Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah on Aseret Zaparim, it tells you what are the four Shomrim. Arba Shomrim Heim, Shomer Chinam, at the end of this parak, Hashoyel, Neisei Socha V'Aseicher, and it tells you, Shomer Chinam, Nishba Al HaKol. Hashol Mishal Masakol. Lesesoch Vasecher, Nishboim Alashvura, Bealashvira Lameso. Mishal Masavir Vasagneva. The Gemara right away says, Mantana Abba Shemim, and the Gemara cites the tradition of Ameir. But one thing is very clear, that there's no mention here of Shaleach Yad. It's not mentioned in the Pasha of Shomim in the Mishnah over here on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Even though, as I said, that if a person is Poshea, and let's say he's Toyin Tanis Ganov, and but in reality he stole it, that's what the Torah mentioned in the first Pasha, Pasha Mechina, that's what we discussed in the very beginning. Because he's the Ganov. And then, and if he's Poshea, by virtue of being Shalech Yad, I'll call Rav Pesha. So, Toyin Tanis Ganov, Bishlichus Yad, and he's Chayv B'Pshiyah, but it's still a Chura. One could say that the reason why it's not found in the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel, because it's not really subsumed under the Pasha of Shomrim. That's what one could say. You know, basically, that a Shomachina should not be really Chayev, shouldn't have any financial obligations whatsoever. He has impunity. There's no financial basis to be Mechayev Shomachina. Means whatever you want to be Mechayev Shomachina, whatever Chayev you're going to impose on him, will come from a, I guess I'd call it an ancillary kind of factor, namely, he's Shalech Yad. And if he's Shalech Yad, perhaps he becomes a Gazlan. We're going to have a discussion about that too. Whether Shlichus Yad, Shalech Yad, someone who takes a Pikodin, not rightfully, is considered to be a Gazlan. So the Rambam, and this you do have over here in your Yomar Mekomos, the Rambam actually quotes this halacha of Shalech Yad in the context of, he quotes in Hilchos Zeilah Vaveda. This Rambam is found here, you have to turn the page sideways, the only page that's sideways, in this handout, which is page number 10. Look at page number 10, we'll read the language of the Rambam. He writes here in Perek Gimel Hilchos Zeilah Vaveda, Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, HaSholech Yad B'Kodom, Bein SheSholech Yad Ba'atzmo, whether he himself does it, Al Yidei Bino Ba'Avdo Shulcho, or he does it through one of his couriers, emissaries, his son, his Eved, his Shliach HaBezeh Gazlon, in the Chayv Ha'insin. The Rambam passes the Sholech Yad is called the Gazlon. The Nasi Sakzele B'Shuso, Kidin Kol HaGazlonim, that he has the status of a Gazlon, Sholech Yad. And even though one might argue that a Gazlon by definition, again, these are Mishnayos that are found in Bava Kamma, especially that we already passed a while ago. The Mishnayos of Bava Kamma seem to indicate in order to be a Gazlon, it has to be taken out of the Rishus HaBailim. It has to be taken out of the Rishus of the owner. Lis Lechora is not taken out of the Rishus of the owner. We're talking about an item that still remains Rishus. The item is still in the Rishus of the owner, and yet the Rambam calls him a Gazlan. V'naseh ha-Gazlan b'Rishuso k'din kol ha-Gazlanim. That's not true. The din kol ha-Gazlanim is not b'Rishuso. Davka dover she'yotzim b'Rishuso. The Rambam continues, Choshev l'shurach yad b'Bikodom en o'chai b'achuyuso ad she'yishlach yad. Now this is also a Mishnah I want to talk about. So since we already read it now, we can read the Mishnah. At the end of the parak, the end of parak hamafkid.
But Rishuso is Rishuso who?
What?
Who's Rishuso?
That's a good question. Pashupshad. That's what we have to assume. Again, otherwise it would be difficult in terms of defining him as a Gazlan, because a Gazlan dafka is Misha Motzi Chayfes Meshus Habaylim. So here, that you have the assumption somehow here, Hashalach Yad B'Bikodom, and the Rambam says, V'nasis Hagzela B'Rishuso. Kedin kol ha-Gazlan. But it was taken out of the Rishus HaBailim, and now it's considered to be in his Rishus. But now the Rambam refers to another Machol B'Sham B'Silla, the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look at that Mishnah. You have a famous, one of the most difficult Mishnahs in Shas, is this Mishnah B'Sham B'Silla. On page, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the Rambam quotes it here in this, in Perek Gimel Gzeil V'Avidom, Haloch Yid Aleph. Namely, we mentioned that Chosha B'Shurach Yad, look at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The last Mishnah in this parak. Someone has a machshava. I see a chavis in your property, and I'm desirous of it. What does it mean? So Rashi has a famous perish. Omar b'fnei edim eto pigdoni shel ploni la'atmi. What a statement Rashi has. Rashi said, in front of edim, in front of witnesses, you make a verbal utterance. You articulate what the following statement you make. Namely, in front of edim, I'm going to take pigdoni shel ploni la'atmi. It's almost a kind of leisachmai here where the Torah has the Ibn Ezra, and everyone is famously, Ibn Ezra has a comment, the Torah already, listen, the issue is chimud, but the issue is chimud, habala de maisa, so the Rambam writes the halacha of lo sachma. But here, Rashi says something which the chura is not the pshuto shel ha-mishnah. The Mishnah tells you, the etzem ha-machshova is mechayev the shomer. So Rashi interprets, how could that be? How could Beishamai possibly consider choshev, the shulach, that should be chayev? We're not talking about lo sachma here. We're talking about a different Easter entirely, sholeach yad. And so sholeach yad b'machshova. So Rashi says it has to be b'machshova al pi edim. What was that? Avada, many reasons why certainly one should not consider machshova to be a violation of sholeach yad. The very nature of the Easter seems to be, there has to be some action involved. Especially we just saw the Rambam considered to be a gazan. A gazan needs a ma'aseh gzeila. A verbal statement on the part of the would-be gazan is not considered to be an act of gezel. Here also, where's the act of gezel? Where's the act of, if you hold that shalach yad, considered to be a gazan? So now, that's the question. By the way, Taisa says the kasha as well. Taisa says, hach machshava habi dibur. You have to assume that this machshava is not simply be machshava, as Rabbi Yaskin mentioned, Ron Shabalev and Zvarim. So certainly it would not be chai for that. So Taisa says it refers to some sort of verbal statement. The aleph, meal kol davar. That's the lashon of the pasuk that we referred to, namely, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. It continues, v'chein achshav es pigol nami ave b'diva v'lo b'leib. Tedes compares the din of pigol. That's also found in the Chumash here. Now here, the truth of the matter is that the yesh b'zeh makom ladun, whether this is a analogy which is a proper analogy or not. The din of pigol, of course, is where a person has a machshava. There, that's exactly the Issa of Pigol. The Issa of Pigol is a machshava to do something chutz nizmano or chutz imkoma. Read the Lashon of the Pasuk in Tzav. There the Torah says, when it's talking about the Korban Todah, so it tells you how many chalos are required, and then it tells you, v'im neder on the dava, I'm reading Perek Zayin in Tzav, by Yikra, v'im neder on the dava, zevach karban v'yom hakim v'zircha yochel, umi mochros, whatever's left over, it's not here. It's in the Chumash. Then the Torah says, and then the Torah says, "Im yochel yochel, mimzazevach shlova v'yom hashlishi lo yirotze, hamakriv also lo yechoshev lo pigul yiyeh." So here the lashon of the pasuk is lo yechoshev lo pigul yiyeh. V'anev shachas yimeno abonut hisa. So here the lashon of the pasuk is, as I said, it requires machshava. A person has a machshava, a shchita, lechol b'yom ha-shlishi, to eat it after this man, hamiyu the karban. So that's exactly what the Torah says over here, that you shouldn't have such a machshava. You have such a machshava, it's called pigul. That's considered to be something which is inappropriate. V'anevah shachas yimenu abonot tisa. And then the Torah says that even b'toch hasman, and so this is the din of pigul. So here at least the pasuk mentions the language of machshava.
The Rambam passed in that?
Yeah, I think the Rambam passed that.
The machshava has to be the dibur?
No, the Rambam does not say that. This Taisa says. The Rambam does not say that. But Taisa says here, has to be dibur, you can pass it to pigul, dibur by shloach yad, and dibur also by pigul. Then it goes further, he says, quotes the Gemara in Zvachim in the second parak, and the Gemara in Menachos in the first parak, and Tam Nishra. Taisa says, Pirashti. A number of places where he has reference to this idea. But this is an absolutely wondrous, and I would say startling, if not remarkable, Kiddush, that again, that somehow Rashi and Taisa both assume Machshav refers to Dibor and not Belev. We're not talking about something which is Belev. Now, it's interesting that
this is Beishamai, the Tosus extends it.
Exactly. Correct. It's extended. They extended the Beis Hillel by Pigul, 100% what you said. And I'm just indicating that, let's take a look further in the Mishnah of the Adaf and Gilman Beis. So the Mishnah says, according to Bashama Yachai for the Machshava, they still owe him in the Chavah Sheishach Boyat, Shanema, and Loshach Yadim, Mechaz Ve'el. You have to do it in the Ma'amaisa, an action of Sichas Yad. Then the Mishnah writes a very important Mishnah, and we will get, hopefully get to that as well. Hito es hachovis v'notol emene revias. I go ahead and I tilt the chovis. So Rashi indicates this is an independent statement, but it's going to be no get to shlichus yad. So now I tilt the chovis, and as a result, I'm able to take a revias of yayin. So the Mishnah says that v'nishbra, as a result of the tilting, after a period of time, it's on an incline, so it breaks. So now the question is, how much do I have to pay? Do I have to pay just for the revias of yayin that I took, because I tilted it to take revias of yayin, or do I have to pay for the whole thing? So the Mishnah says, any mashalim of revias. You only pay a revias because, why? The answer is because there was no ma'asikinyan done here. Look in Rashi. Rashi tells you that. Rashi says, hita sachavas milsvi apinafshihi nishbra lachazman ena mashalim of revias to shichas yad ena mischai ba'onsim. Shlichus Yad requires some sort of a Maisi Kinyan, and if you don't do an act of Hagbar or some sort of Maisi Kinyan, the Aloch is not Kovnes. So here you only be Chayav for Revias. However, the Mishnah says, Higbiya, if you went ahead and did a Maisi Kinyan, then you did a Kinyan Hagbar, you picked it up, Vinotel Emen Revias Vinishbra, then Mishal de Mekula. So even though that you basically only took a Revias, well, because you're now responsible for the entire chavit. You have to pay for the onsin of the entire chavit, the entire value. So the Gemara here has a discussion. But the wonder, of course, is the position of Rashi. Rashi requires an amira b'fne eidim. The ritva here, he goes to town against Rashi. There's no mocker for this whatsoever. That this should require an amira b'fne eidim. Meila to say that what Rashi and Tesis both assume, that machshava minimally refers to amira, that I understand. This is a din of an amira. But an amir of an eidim, where did you come up with such an idea? Where is it? Doesn't seem to be any basis for this. Now, even what Beishamah is suggesting, that somehow the amira, or even the way Rashi presents an amir of an eidim, which is a bit stronger. So, shlichus yad is a form of gezel. When I go and take money, it doesn't belong to me. And gezel, there's no concept of gezel b'machshava. Gezel does not exist b'machshava. There's no ma'isik zela. Someone does a ma'isik zela b'machshava. There's an inyan of lo sachmo. That's a different story. Lo sachmo, Gemara says, and that's what we had actually sugi b'metzia as well. the chilah between lo sachmo and other isurim, but not gezel. So what's the pshat over this? So somehow shalach yad is still continued to be kind of gezel. By the way, just before I even get to the Gemara here, so there are rishonim who write the rimigash, and other rishonim say that this halacha of shalach yad is based on the well-known Rambam. We actually had recourse to this Rambam a number of times. The Chizkiras, the Rambam is a din that posheh can mazik. Very big chiddush. The Rambam is mechadish. Someone who doesn't act of posheh is considered to be keilu. He's a mazik. It means a person who's posheh does not guard a chayfetz accordingly, properly, with the requisite kind of shmira, and as a result, there's a hezek. So the halach is, he had posheh, it's called a mazik. So the Rimi Gash suggests that hu adin b'chol gazlan. Every gazlan, every act of gazlan requires a maiseh. But in the case of the bikudin, so the halach is that, as a case over here, so even, and this is the chiddush of Beishamai, that apparently it's possible, as I said, that to steal, and even to steal through a machshava, because even Machshava, according to Beishamai, there's some sort of an act of posheah that's involved over here. It's a very wild chiddush. Look at the Gemara here on Daf Memdalam and Aleph. The Gemara is concerned about what's the source, what's the makor for such a position. It seems to be very, very difficult. Let's look at the Gemara on top of the page. Binan Yimili, the Tanur Abanan, I'll call Dvar Pesha. Beishamai Yomi Malam Shechayv HaMachshava Kemaiseh. Where did you see it? From the language of I'll call Dvar Pesha. So Alkol, the way Beishamai understands it, how does he understand the psukim? Alkol dvar pesha. So the Torah, in effect, is equating a machshava with a maaseh. Dvar pesha. Ubeisila omer meinu chayv shishach boyat shenema moshach yod machveil. Omer lem Beishamai beisila v'alo ksiv kranem alkol dvar pesha. Correct? That why can't you base that my maskana on that segment of the pasuk. Avolim b'silda b'shamay. You need a maise. It's not sufficient to go ahead and have a machshava. In came matam olam akol v'apesha. So the Gemara the following drasha. She yochel and the other who? If the shomer himself is guilty, is negligent, so then he's responsible. Amal avdu b'shulchem inayin. That's what the Rambam quoted a moment ago. Zeil v'aveda tamalomar alkol v'apesha. So here, and we know that in kol atorah kula we happen to paskin ein shechted v'avera. But the Gemara says, in Kedushin and elsewhere, the Gemara points out that Shlichus Yad, Tzvicha, Mechira, Me'ila are examples where we say, Yesh Shlichus Va'avera. Here it's possible that the, even though normally Ein Shlichus Va'avera, because Divi Harav, Divi Atam, Divi Mishomim, so we always basically say to the person, why did you go ahead and listen to the Mishalech? You should not have done so. But the halach is, when it comes to Shalech Yad, there we don't say that. But Shalech Yad, there we somehow assume that the person actually is going to be held in Shalech responsible. Yeah, he does. Go ahead, you can read it.
Correct.
That's, he takes the word Dvar as meaning Dibur, 100%.
It seems like a more of a right for Shalom and Basil, but he's using it in the context of
Basil. Correct, correct. Even though, again, if you look, you have to examine this expression, I'll call Dvar. But that's exactly how his limud to just of Rabbi Shama is called the Lashon of Dvar that refers to Dibur. But the problem is
that the Parsha of Gemara is called Dvar, any which way.
Correct, exactly. It's not at all the Parsha of Gemara. Yeah.
Because if he's chayav b'dibur, that would even be before.
Okay, but you send the shliach to be sholeach yah. That's what you do.
So and before the shliach even gets there,
there's
an onus. He's
chayav. You send the shliach to go and do an avera, to do an act of
shliach. We're talking about Beis Hillel.
That's right. That's correct.
Where should this Beis Hillel?
That's the shita Beis Hillel. The Gemara says. Beis Hillel is the one who disagrees. He contends that you need an act of Shalach Lo Yad, as opposed to any Dibur or Rashi Lan Dibur
Fate. That act is through a second party.
But that's what Gemara says. According to Beis Hillel.
What does Rabbi Yochanan mean by Dibur?
No, he's just trying to explain the. See, the Lashon, he has it actually twice. He has it both on the Mem Gimel and Beis. And then he says here, okay, that's what he says. No, clearly that's the basis. There has to be some basis in the pasuk for the position of Beis Shammai. It can't be. I mean, the whole position is wondrous. The whole position is rafsid igra. It's absolutely without any foundation. So he has to find some. He has to hang his hat somewhere.
The Gemara
does say, the Gemara says always in Makkos elsewhere, but Dibur kamasav b'maisa, that Dibur has in it, since it's going to be carried out, so obviously it will lead to an action. But the question is whether the Dibur itself, that could constitute an action. Because the Dibur, that's what he seems to say here, Beis Shammai, that the Shechayv al machshava k'maisa. But he doesn't say that it means has a status, ki'ilu there was a maisa that was done, a maisa shalech yad.
Masking. Because it says asa.
Correct, that's right. That's what he carried out. Right, right.
Right.
Okay, I do want to go a little bit further here since I may refer to this Gemara in a few moments. So if I get to it, so the Gemara says here, I go further. I'll call about Pesha Hita Sakovis. This is going on the Mishnah, the Memdala Manal. You can bring in Gemara Bamitsia. There are a few Gemaras there. There are a few left. So it says, Hites a chavis, the Mishnah had said, I inclined the chavis, and then I took a revius, and then it breaks. So then the halacha is, I'm only chayv to pay for a revius. If, however, a person made a maisi kinyan, the issue was, the reason why he only chayv for a revius, there was no maisi kinyan. But assuming you made a maisi kinyan, higbiyav, not telling menah, so then the Mishnah says that then you'd be responsible for the entire chavis, the chayv onsen, even though you only took a revius. So now the Gemara has a famous discussion which is not quoted by the Rif La'alocha, and that also we have to examine. It looks like I'm not going to get to where I want unless I stay until 5 o'clock. Anyway, so it says, Yigbiyav Natal Emeno, Oma Shmuel, Lo Natal Natal Mamish, El Kemen Sheigbiyav Lito, Avavish Lo Natal. Simply, as I said, just picking it up. That's what Rashi learned, doing a Maisi Kinyan. She did a Maisi Kinyan, that's considered to be, that itself makes it as if, as I pointed out, as if you now have a connection, and we'll see about this in a moment. Leima Kasava Shmuel, this is going to be a discussion we'll get, in Yitzhak Shem, hopefully. Gemara is a machlok is with the Shrikh Hasiyah Tzvich Chisaron, or any Tzvich Chisaron. Machlok is in Kol HaShas. The Shrikh Hasiyah require that I impact the Chepet that I'm being Sholeach Yad on, that I'm the Chaser, the Chepetz. So the Gemara says here, we paskin the halacha Shrikh Hasiyah, ain't it chisaron? That's how the Rebbe paskin, the Ram paskin the halacha. We'll see about that. But the Gemara says over here,
because a maisa, but not a chisaron.
Correct, exactly.
It's not like a shadow.
So a person picked it up, but there was no mechaser, no act of being mechaser. So the Gemara said, maybe Shrikh Hasiyah and it's chisaron. Amri lo, shiny yochad, denichel le tevi, hachav is kula basas or avias. Here he simply wants to somehow, the entire barrel should serve as a kind of fulcrum, as a kind of foundation for the Revius that he's going to utilize. But that's it. The Gemara then asked Akasha, what does that mean? Okay, trust me, that's going to be a massive. Look at Rashi, okay? I was going to avoid Rashi, but you don't want me to. So Rashi says, look at that Rashi. Rashi says, the reason, the Nichode, the Tevi Kula Chavis Basar Revius, Sheti Shomer also Revius Vol Tachmetz. It means my interest is that I want to make sure that the Revius will be preserved. So how do you go ahead and preserve this Revius? By, in effect, even though his interest was Higbiya, but not to amen a Revius, so you have to maintain it in the context of the entire barrel. Really, if you're going to be Sholech Yad, you have to go ahead and be Mechaser the item. In general, it comes to Shrikh Hasiyah, says Rashi, the act of Agbah is not going to be Mechayiv you, which we'll get to shortly. You didn't take it, you don't, no intention of stealing the entire thing. Rashi is very clear that there's no Shrikh Hasiyah without being Mechaser the item. However, but here the problem is, if you want to preserve the wine, you want to make sure the wine does not sour, does not become rancid, that the wine does not turn into vinegar. As far as that particular revius that you wanted to take, you're sholech yad. But regarding the rest of the chavis, Rashi says you continue to be a shoyel. Pilei ploy, what Rashi says here. How in heaven's name does that work? In other words, because Rashi is saying, you're being sholech, yeah, but only in the revius. But the problem is that here you made a kinyan, you made a agbah. And the problem is that because you made agbah, so now you're going to be held responsible somehow for the entire chavit, for the entire barrel. You're going to be held responsible. Rashi is mechala between what your responsibility is on part of the chavit, that you're sholech yad, and for the rest of the chavit, Rashi calls you a shoyel. But now look at the next question, and you'll see how complicated this becomes. The Gemara has now said further kasha. We don't understand the entire kasha. Boy Ravashi. What is the analogy? Manya Shemitah, it's our Sinai. How does the Gemara compare two different cases? One is a case where I go ahead, either I made a Kenyan, I did make a Kenyan, and the issue is I want a Revius, and now the question is, does that Revius in fact impact the entire barrel or not? So if I made a Kenyan, and that's called Sholech Yad, then I'm affected in the entire barrel, I'm going to be Chai Vonsin on the entire barrel. And then Rashi makes this chiddush between whether I'm a sholach yad and the revius, but however, the rest of the barrel, I'm a shol shol midas. If, however, I did not make a kinyan, so then I'm not involved in an act of sholach yad, and therefore, because I didn't do a kinyan, I'm not going to be chai ba'onsin. Now the Gemara asks, Akasha, it seems to be completely from left field. Boyer Avashi, the last five lines in the pair. Higbia armiki lito hemeno dinor. Hear the analogy? I take up a wallet that's full of coins, but my interest is only one coin. I want to take a dinar. And at the end, I didn't take it. What's the halacha? And here, of course, we're talking about I had a machshava to take a dinar. Do we say chamra hu delo minter el agav chamra? So I understand in the case of the wine, the pre the prior case. So in order that Revius wine should be maintained, so I keep it within the barrel, and somehow that maintains the integrity of the wine. Abel Zuza Minta. Obviously, what does one Zuz have to do with the thousand other Zuzim that are in this Arnak, that are in the wallet? No connection whatsoever. It's able to be preserved on its own. You don't require the entire environment, the ambience of the barrel in order to preserve the dinar. Or Dilma, Shani, Tiwusa, the Arnakim, and Tiwusa, the dinar. There's an obvious distinction between an Arnak when an Arnak is Malay. Look in Rashi. Shani, Tiwusa, the Arnakim, Kis Malay. Nira Umishtamer. They Noach Lies Nevad, Kedini Yechidi. It's far better if I have a full, a wall that's up to the literally tippy top. Mole Dinrin. Then, as shall we say, more likely you're able to preserve it than you're able to preserve one individual dinar. So the whole analogy is seemingly, I would say, rather difficult to stomach, which I'll get to in a few moments. But what's of interest to me now, let me just go in order. Now, back to the Rambam, on page number 10. Also. What?
Just tell me a Brera?
I don't think so.
Which Revius did I steal?
No, I don't think it makes a difference. But maybe it's possible that here, you were miyachid Revius in some form or fashion, not sure exactly how.
That's what we're saying. He said he stole a Revius.
Right. He
and
took a Revius.
Remove it because it's not convenient to remove it.
Correct. Okay, so now back and look in the Rambam, back on page number 10. Again, the Hilchos Yad HaAvir. So this is where we started. We're trying to figure out where Shalech Yad, under what rubric do we subsume Shalech Yad. So here the Rambam calls it Argazla. And then he writes, U'mishasholach v'yad nishayibu ha'pishalach hasim menu klum. So notice the Rambam, when he defines the Issa of Shlichus Yad, even though the Rambam does mention Choshav, the Shlach Yad B'Kodom, the Rambam passes like Basila, then he writes, once you do an act of Shlichus Yad, even though you are not Mechaser, so the Halach is Yeshulach Yad, you moved it around. And your Rishus, because once you take it out of the Rishus of Ailin, you're called the Gazlan, even though, not like the Mishnayos of Abakama, we have to take it out of the Rishus of Ailin. No, it's still Betoch, as I said, Rishus of Ailin, but it becomes now in your Rishus, by virtue of the Rosh Shalech Yad. And therefore, the Rambam says, Enetzir Chisar. Now look in Yudbeis. Yudbeis deals with the halacha that we just read. The Gemara at the end of Hamafki. Yudbia, Esachobis, Litol, and Men Revius. So now I pick it up, I want to take a Revius Yayin. Yischayev, the Rambam says, Yischayev ba'onseha, al bishul anota. The din is Yischayev ba'onsen, even though you didn't take it. Abel, mikbi'as ha'kis, lito menodino, v'chayotzi b'kis, midvarim she'enim guf echad. This is a very key language. In the case of Yayin, the Rambam calls it guf echad. It's obviously one entity. Even though you want to do b'miyached, revius of Yayin, you want to separate it from the entire barrel of wine, but that's guvecha. And therefore, the halacha is, the moment you are magbia, the moment you make a kinyan to take revius, you're going to be chai ba'onsin al bishol anotal. Even though you didn't actually go ahead and take the revius, you left it there in the context of the barrel in order that it should be preserved. However, in bias akis lito menodino, chayotzi bekis midvarim shenim guvecha, you have a suffix. That's the suffix of the Gemara, where the kiss with one dinar is different than revius yayin betoch chavishel yayin, and that's the issue. Now the ravid here, I don't know if you can see the ravid, slightly on the microscopic side. Amar Avram lo mechaver gabon ha milsa yimlo chashav litol himena of the revius. Let's say my machshava was only to take a revius. So it's not mistaber, says the Ravin. That which the Rambam says, Sheikhai bekula filu nata. Elo ne sheikh bia ligzal as kula. Velo nata achshel revius, you chai bekula. Correct? You only take a revius, and then you're going to be chayah for the entire thing once you make a maizik kinyan. Yom HaShmuel, lo nata, nata mamish. Afilu lo nata, you didn't take it. I feel the man named Shlichus Yad Tzvi Chisaram Benat Revius Itani Revusa Kama. The Abba, I mean, it came Lo Not El Revius, but Lo Dem Achshav To Kama Isa. Lo Mechai Vel Revius Kama Ashma Lon. He's saying that you would have thought that because of my Machshava, I should only be responsible for Revius. Tamashu, I'm responsible for the entire item. Ubay the Ravashi Baraniki Nami, Shaybi Alito, Eskulo, Alir the Randam Sikh Hisar, Vanan Kamil, Ansu Hisar, Machai Bukhalakis, Homashim Poneh, Shibushu. Okay, the Rabbi is Masig and this Rambam, in order to understand it, I just want to go a bit further in this discussion of the of Shaleach Yad. In order to understand a little bit better the Rambam, the Rabbi. Okay, so far, simply what we have attempted to try to define is that under what rubric does Shaleach Yad belong? Does it belong under the rubric of Shomrim? It's not mentioned in the Mishnah of Daf Tzadik Gimel, and the Rambam clearly includes it in Hilchos Gzeila, not in Hilchos Shela Pikadon. I would have included it in Shela Pikadon. According to the Rambam, it's Mashma, it's the Chiyuv of Gaza. That's the Chiyuv of Shaleach Yad. And that's how the Rambam quotes the Halacha. That's what we just saw here in Halacha Yud Aleph. Is someone a Shaleach Yad Pikadon? Ben Shaleach Yad Ba'atzmo, al the Beno Abdo Shulcho. So Ram clearly subsumes the Shaleach Yad under the rubric of a Gazel. There's a Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel, which you also are probably familiar with. You have the Gemara in front of you, you can see it also. The Mishnah on Mem Gimel, also a famous Mishnah, that the Mishnah brings a Machlokes Tanoim regarding the Tashlum of Shaleach Yad. And the, I'm talking about the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah says, "Hashaleach Yad Minkod B'Shamim Yiloke B'Chasev U'B'Yeser B'Silom B'Kishas Hotzor Menoylam Avikivom B'Kishas Atviyom." The question is that regarding the retribution, monetary retribution for the Shaleach Yad, the Gemara actually right away connects this din of Shaleach Yad to the beginning of Perek Meruba, which I imagine you probably remember. Hayman the Gazal Chavita the Chamer Mechavre, where I steal a barrel of wine. Initially it's worth, let's say, $1, and then now it's worth $4. Tabi Oshasi Mishalim Habo. If you break it, that's called the Maisek Zela. The act of Shvira, or the act of breaking the Chavit, is considered to be a new act of Gezel, even though you stole it initially, it was worth $1. And now at the moment of Gezel, which is Shvira or Shtia, that it's worth $4, you have to pay $4, that's the Maisek Gezel. Each from the Megla, Mishalim Zuzim. If it broke by itself, you only pay a Zuz. My timer, Kevin the Isa had the Lamar Beinia. You shied the Goshase, Gotabule, Kogazaman, and Sam, Kalagazan, and Mishalman, Shasak Zelo. So, what does the Gemara do over here? The Gemara compares the Zman Chiyuv of Shaleach Yad to the Zman Chiyuv of a Gaza. The Gemara actually contrasts these two Zman Chiyuv. Both of them peg Shasak Zelo. And this is not the same as the Shomer. When does the Shomer pay? Namely, what is the Zman Chiyuv of a Shomer? The answer is Bishasa Nezek. That the moment the nezek occurs, that's when the shomer is held responsible, and at that moment, whatever the value of the item is, that's what the shomer is going to have to pay. Mashenkin, over here, the Gemara says that here the halacha is that he's paying, as I said, the way a gazlan pays, and just like a gazlan pays b'shasak zela, so too the zman chiyav of a shaleach yad is the moment actually that he's shaleach yad. Now, if you look in the ritva, you also have this on the. There's a lot of ritvas over here. 1 second. Take a look at the ritva, which is on. And we'll look at the following ritva. 1 second.
You said that Gazman and Shaleach Yad are both paid to Shasak Zeru.
I said that Gazman and Shaleach Yad, the Gemara here compares, the Gemara right away feels the need to introduce Perek Meruba. And the assumption being that the Gemara is assuming that the Machlokes Tanoim regarding Shaleach Yad is connected to the Sugya in Meruba, where the Gemara here is comparing the Zman Chiyuv of Shaleach Yad to the Zman Chiyuv of a Gaza. Both of them pay Kishasak Zela. Mashenkin Shomer. A Shomer does not pay Kishasak Zela. A Shomer pays actually what it's worth. Here the assumption is that he's a Gazel. That's again the Lechura simply Raya. I don't want to show it. The Ritva says no.
The Shomer was Shaleach Yad.
Yeah, so then you paid, the Shomer paid B'Shas HaNezek. So here he's paying not B'Shas HaNezek, B'Shas HaGzela. On page number, the Ritva is on page number, one of the Ritvas, on page number 17. Look on page number 17. It's Shin Memal, Shin Mem Beis. The Ritva also, you see the Rishonim are having a field day trying to be mavchin between all these musagim, namely the Musag of Gazlan, the Musag of Mazik, the Musag of Shol Shamidas, the Musag of Sholech Yatz, on page number 17, Shin Mem Bez, the Ritva has a lot to say about this matter. Now, before I read that, just to be fair, we have to be fair. Look at the Gemara Mem Aleph, just so you should have a note. The Gemara Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, you people learned Daf Yomi, so you remember all this. So Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, the Gemara actually has about 20 lines down. After the Gemara discusses the Machlokes whether Hashavah requires Das Bailim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, must the owner know that you return the Chavis or not? Fine. Then the Gemara towards the middle, about 20 lines down. A little bit less. Tir Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Kameh, the Rav. The Gemara presents here three ukimtas. One is Shenot Lamanas the Gozla, so you have to return it to its place if I take it with the intention of stealing it. And then Tir Gemara, Amnosan, Shenot Lamanas the Shach Boyad, Yechai Bachrayas. The Gemara said, this is the Machlokas, where the Shich is Yad, Shich is Sarum. Finally, the Gemara gives a third case, Shetiltol, Lahab Yalor Gozolos. What are you using it? As a stepladder. You want to use it as a kind of stepladder, and the Gemara says here that Shol Shomidah is a gazlan, and obviously it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel that this is called a good hashava, etc., etc. And then the Gemara calls the whole machlokes is also very important, and let's read that too. Parallel to Tesis Dekonami, see that before I read the Ritva? Dekonami Itmar, Rabbi Levi Chadomar, see that? Parallel to that Tesis. I'm Memal from Memal. Itmar, Rabbi Levi Chadomar, Shechisat, Trichisarim. The Chadomar, Shechisat, Ain't Trichisarim. Tistayim. The Rabu Dama Shikhsiat Ainz Khisar and the Tanya. There's another famous case that we shouldn't have a field there with this. Roya Shaya Roya Edro, correct? A shepherd is watching, guarding his flock. Yiniach Edro, he leaves the flock, Ubala ear. He comes to the city, Ubaza Evatarab comes a wolf and grabs one of the sheep. Uba Ribidoras, a lion comes. These are situations of ones. The Allah is Yapata. However, Yiniach Maklo Bitamilo Aleha. Now I decide, the shepherd, I have to rest a little bit. I take the shepherd's makel, his staff, his stick, and his tamil. He has some sort of a knapsack, and he puts it on the animal. So the halacha is that you are chayiv. Chayiv even for what? Even for insin. Why? Apparently, because this is called an act of sholech yad. You are sholech yad, you are roeh. Your mandate is to guard the sheep, to guard the flock, and now you're using the flock for your own purposes. Litzor chacho, namely, to go ahead and putting this makel v'tamil on the animal. Ask the Gemara Kasha, v'avinu ba mishum niniach magu tamil o chaya o shaklino. You take it away. You only put it there for 5 minutes. You want it to rest for a moment, so you put it on the back of the animal. But why should that be a basis to go ahead and be mechayiv you? Omer Rav Nachman Rabba Abua Be'edin Aleha, still there. Means you're using the animal, you're sholech yad, in the pikon that you are obviously mandated to God. You didn't make a kinyan. Where's the sholech yad? The Gemara assumes again that shlichus yad requires, like we said before, a ma'aseh hagbah. The Gemara later on that we read a moment ago on daf Mem Gimel, Mem Beis, Mem Dalel, Mem Aleph, and the sugar that we saw also before. Here also again, Mem Aleph, the Gemara said the same thing, that you didn't do a Maisa Agbah, you didn't do a Kinyan. So the Gemara answers over here, Omer Rav Shmuel Yitzhak, Sheikisha B'makla B'ratza L'fama, that you went ahead and used the stick in order to goad the animal, and therefore it's considered to be an act of Mashiach. This act of Ikisha B'makel, the Gemara has an introduction also. That's right. The Gemara has a Kedusha, for example, you want to be cutting an elephant. Kari Olov Yibo. Righty. Dumbo. Come here. So then, whatever. My grandmother, Alea Sholem, in Port of Maine, she owned a cow. And she used to speak to the cow in Yiddish. Bessie, kum do, Bessie. Bessie, come here. So Bessie understood Yiddish, apparently. And so she was able to respond to my grandmother. Anyways, it says, Hekisha B'makel, B'ratza L'fona. Fekimah B'le Chisra. But we said Shiach Yad L'chur requires a Chisaron. Elav Shmamina Shiach Yad is a Chisaron. The Gemara then says Eima Sheikhisha B'makel. There's no raya that the Shiach Yad Chisaron, because maybe he Chisha B'makel, not he Kisha B'makel. And the Gemara brings rayas. Okay, all this is simply to show another issue that we're going to raise. Look back in the Ritva now, and this Ritva on page number 17. is a very significant rifa. He's cholek, and that which we said till now. We said till now, the Gemara, the Mishnah Mem Gimel, we said, has machogis tanoim, how you go about the tashlum for sholech yad. And the Gemara compares it to the sugya baba kama, namely where the item was worth $1, now it's worth $4. And so we said over there, the Gemara's analogy, the Gemara equates, says man chiyav sholech yad, says man chiyav begazlam, both are paying shasak zela, shomim peke shasan ezek. But the ritva is cholek, and the ritva writes over here, there are a few ritvas. I'm going to read the ritva starting from the right-hand column, about 12, 13 lines down from the top. Everyone see that? Well, can you read less than that? Ushosha Dwarm Husku Khan. You see that? 9 lines from the top down, right hand column, Shim Meval. Ushosha Dwarm Husku Khan, the mighty Tony Masisan, the Tsarko, Oshinada, the Gozla. These are the cases that we just mentioned, the Gemara. Oshinada, the Shach Boyad, Oshahoyle, Shosho Midas, the Kalacha Me'elu Chayu Bonsin. And now the Ritva tries to define, again, the Sholech Yad, what definition is. Utzricha Meshicha. The below Meshicha on the Mechai V'Klal. If you don't make a Kenyan, there's no way you're going to be held responsible. The Beshus of the Mari Kaima. Ukamin L'Kamon V'Holoi Moshach. And then he writes, another very significant distinction between Sholech Yad and the others that I mentioned, Gazlan, Shol Shomidas. Gazlan, Shol Shomidas, Shaychi, the Cholod of Minshemi V'Nish Dalma. Gazlan could be relevant to any human being. Any person could be involved in an act of gezel. Or for that matter, the Ritva said, not just any person, but a shomer as well. Abba Sholeach Yad, Lesa Ela Bipi Kodin. He comes with a massive chiddush. He said that the Losha Sholeach Yad is specifically mitzumtzum and mugbal to a pikodah. Only a case where there's a object given to me for safekeeping. But he's saying that this is not just a hagdarah mitziutit, but it's a hagdarah of the yisoid adin, namely that sholeach yad is not chayim bidin gazon, but chayim bidin ma, bidin shomer. So this is the chiddush of the ritva, that even though we saw till now that there are many clearly indications on the Rambam that it's a din gazon, and from the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara compared to the Sugya Baba Kama, Mashra Din Gazlan, but the Ritva says no, he didn't show me. Let's go back to a few more things, if you don't mind. Avol Sholech Yad Les Ela Bibi Kodman, and he said, Ushmoi Mochiach Olei. Who wants to bring you a Raya? Kiryam Akroa Gabi Shermin. That's how we began with the Shir, that the Pasuk says, Mulo Sholech Yadov, Mbech Zveyu. And where is it mentioned? In the context of Shomrem. That's what I pointed out to you. In the Pasha of Shoy Mechinam, Kiitin Shavu'eu Kesav Achelum Lishmor, Vigunav Besayish, Yimatsi Aganam Shalom Shnayim, Lo Yimatsi Aganam, Nikor Arayis El Elohim, namely that there's no act of Gneva. He's the Ganav, the guy who claims that there was an act of Gneva. He's the one himself who's the Ganav. It's called Torin Tanas Ganav. And then you have to go to Bezdin, in Moshach Yod Mechzu'eu. So the fact that the Torah has positioned this in the context of Shoy Mechinam, of Shomrim, tells you it's under the rubric of Shomrim. Continues the Ritva. He says, what about someone who decides to steal an item? Who kula? He wants to take the entire item. That's what a gazan does. A gazan steals a chepetz. Or mitzasa la'atzmo. He steals part of a chepetz. Or shiach suren or yishan le'baylin. Or he decides to go and, for whatever reason, be mechaser the chepetz. He doesn't pay. Buchai ba'insin. Kim shemosha chazaskin v'al bishlo chaser. Now, basically, what is the intention of a gazlan? He wants to do an act of gezel. He wants to do a maise gezel. That's his interest. And therefore, he does an act of gzela. He has no intention whatsoever of paying back the owner. That's not his mandate. That's not his intent. He simply wants to do an act of gezel. Without tashlum, without paying back the owner. And he writes further, so he's chai ba'insin. Why? He does a maise kinyan. Even though there's no chisaron, obviously, in the chefetz that he steals. However, hasholech yad b'pikodin, says the ritva, dai tolitor ulechaser hakol. His interest is sholech yad. He obviously plans on using the chefetz in some form of fashion. O miktas al das l'shalim l'baylin. But he plans on compensating the owner. Even though he's engaged in an act of sholech yad, he hopes that he'll give the owner compensation for that which he took. So he makes a fundamental distinction between Sholech Yad and Gazlan. This obviously is the subject of Machlokes of Rishonim. The Rambam obviously does not agree. The Rambam included Shelech Yad under the rubric of Gezel. The Rambam includes in Hilchot Gezel of Aveda. The Rambam does not include in Hilchot Shel of Pikadon, which are the Dinim of Shomrim. But the Ritva says, no, it's more likely to be a fit in the context of a Shomer. And the distinction, several distinctions, but one of the major ones is that in the case of a Gazlan, he's solely interested in stealing the Chefetz. He has no intention of compensating the owner of the Nigzal for the Chefetz whatsoever. Whatever part of the Chefetz he steals, whether it's the entire Chefetz or part of the Chefetz, doesn't make a difference. But there's no interest whatsoever in paying, Masha'en Kain, in the case of Sholech Yad. So therefore, his intention is Aldas Shalim. And he writes further, Uvezet Nechliku. What was that? Well, I mean, Shemachinim is where it's mentioned, but it's also mentioned again in the context I told you of the Shemasacha. Both. You're right. He has no intention of paying, unquestionably. So there, but I said there are two rayas. The rayas from the second pasuk, Shuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim, Im Lo Shalach Yod Lechus VeEyu, the Shemasacha, Lo Kach Bo Lo Shalim. I agree. I hear you regarding the. It's a kind of, one could say that. There is such a svar. Yeah, we said it. Good, excellent. Excellent. So at the end, it writes over here that, let's just read, Vashalech Yad Ring, the last six lines on the right-hand column. Vashalech Yad Bikodin, Daito Lito, Lachas Yalkol, Amitza, Saldas, Hashem, the Bailim. So this is how he explains the Machogs in the Gemara, with the Shrikh Yad, requires Chisar, and the Lot Shrikh Chisar. Ubuzen Echigo, Mitzar Chisar, and the Chayvi Bonsim, and Vlad. Vashal Shomidas, Ain't died to the chaser of the Bailam Kum. That has nothing to do with the chaser. He simply shows Shlomidas. Ella Sherotz of Lishtamish, bro. Lazir, then Komo. There, the issue is not an issue of Tashlumin, but it's a question of borrowing it without permission. Shlomidas, but I'm going to return it. Vim Utashmi Sheroi Lishar, died to Losh Lishar the Bailam. Umi Utashmi Sheroze, Yesh Kilkol Mamonim Shalab Bailam. So that's the problem. The problem is the moment you use something, there's going to be some sort of kilko to someone else's property. The avav ishenu mischasev etashmish efshar hoya da'ay din himetatul tishover or yerabon nezek by virtue of using it, it might break or some other damage might occur. Gilu b'davashi efshar lo de nezek until tulo legal man yom neshol shomidas gazan habi davul amidi. If it's something that cannot possibly be subject to any kind of damage, no one's going to hold shol shomidas to call the gazan. He didn't do anything. B'chozem yisera sharamban. And there's a lengthy balamor over here. He wants to identify, he claims these two concepts coalesce. They are coterminous, namely Shol Shol Midas and Shrichus Yad. That needs separate treatment, separate discussion. So this is one ritva. So the ritva clearly, as I said, argues on the position of the Rambam. There's a big machlokes over Rishonim here. Now, the one that's most, and there's also here, as a matter of fact, if you look in Tesis, Divya Amaschil Shenotla, this Tesis that I cited before, look at the Tesis on Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Second Tesis, Shenotla, Digbiya Amaschil Geizla. So Tesis says here, Vahainu Chisaro, everyone see that? And Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Taisus here says, let's say a person is Sholeach Yad in the Chelek of the Bikodin. Means I'm only Sholeach Yad in part of the Bikodin. So the Aloch is I'm Chai for the entire thing. And that's the difference between a Sholeach Yad and a Gazon. A Gazon is only Chayav al Mashe Lokach. A Gazon is only Chayav whatever act of gezel that he did, for whatever segment of gezel that he did, the gazan is responsible. Mashenkin, Sholeach Yad, here he's chayiv in the chelek habikodin, he's chayiv in the entire thing. And that's exactly what, as I said, the ritva here, by Rishus is right. The ritva said, the Shrichus Yad, even a person has in mind to pay back the money, the value of it, or he's going to return the chayfetz. He's called the Sholeach Yad. He's, I'm going to use the chayfetz, and if I use it, I'll return it. If I use the chayfetz, I'll go back and I'll pay for it. I'll compensate. A gazan takes it for himself. Shol shemidas, so he takes al nashalo v'chaser. Okay, you'll see that the Balamor also here, again, is masking to the Chilik of the Ritva, but doesn't explain the distinction between Shulchan Yad and Shulchan Midas. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, which I also have over here, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The main thing I want to do, I won't be able to, I see. But anyway, you look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoted here, La'alocha, before the Tumas Sakri, which is the most important item in this handout, which it looks like I'm not getting to, but on page number 8, 9, and 10, here's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, what is the Shulchan Aruch? So you write, the Reis Adik Beis, Ein HaNifkad, Vashoy L'Shulach Yad B'Mikodin, Yim Shulach Yad, Hafil El Mechabim L'Gozlo, El L'Shtamish Bo, Komve B'Shusi B'Chai B'Onsin, Al B'Shadayim L'Nishtamish Bo, L'Shulichus Yad Enes V'Chisor. So what is required? Rak Shiyag B'Yeno, you have to make a kinyan. You just simply made a kinyan, but at the end of the day, you are not mechaser the item. Right, right. So now go further. What's that? Look at that. Just read the end. Yeah, but look at the end. Just the end on page 9. Just read the last two lines, and then you'll say what you want to say. You have to assume that someone who has in mind the Shalem. But because it only reminds me of the Gemara Bava Metzia, namely Lo Signov Amanas LeMekad. And you know, sometimes little children, they like to play with each other. So that someone grabs an item from a child that's younger than he or she is, and then the other child gets upset, starts crying, and starts running after them, and trips usually along the way, falls down. I observe this all day and all night in my house. What was that? Okay, so the Gemara, they'll see the Master Mekad. So the Gemara says it's also. So the Chura, this also will be also. Even though it's true what you said, that my intention is to pay back, and my intention is the Shalem, but because I said, even when the Ritva, someone should metachnen the Shalem, or lach v'tzachem, zachar shimush, the Chura, it's still also, would not be appropriate to do so.
But here, this is
the
Zayla. There, it's the Zayla. Here,
I mean, the issue, besides, let's say, putting aside Gedeva and Gzela, you are being mitzayer another person. And that's also Asa. Tzav Balechayim is the Issa da Issa.
All right, then everything is
No, no. You're here, you're being little children. This causes them enormous tzar. A child I observe this all day and all night in my house. So a child has a toy. And the child is focused on that toy, and another child grabs that specific toy from him or her. So then that creates, you know, you might argue that there's no isa l'tzayas hakotn, because the cotton is not em of das, and there's no issue of being meichel cotton because he's not la b'nei mechilan. You know, that's the story with the stipler. They say over that 7 years later, somehow there was some involvement with the young child. And he realized he did not act appropriately. He felt he didn't act appropriately. And as a result, he waited 7 years and then appeared at the bar mitzvah of the child. The child was 6 years old. And then he appeared at the bar mitzvah of the child 7 years later. They were astounded. They had no connection to the stipler he was there. And then he explained why he came, because he couldn't ask for mechila when the child was six. And now he waited until he was 13. These are, what do they call this? Nice gedolim. These are the behavior of gedolim Yisrael. I hear what you're asking regarding the Ritva. It's not, he doesn't bring a position here. Again, as I said, Right. Ten. Okay, good. You say that's the marker. Okay, that's another Rabbi Yasger special, Baruch Hashem. They talk about that, you should know. In that context of other mechaber as well, my father was bothered by that pasuk. Very bothered. My father, That pasuk, my father thought, was just also this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him away from Gan Eden after the chet of Adam Harishon. Look at this lashon of the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein HaAdam Hayo Kachad Mimenu Ladas Tov Bara. The Ator Pen Yishlach Yado. And essentially, we're frightened. Because that was the understanding. If you eat from the Eitz HaChayim, so you'll have this, by the way, as you know, the subject of so much discussion among the Rishonim, that this notion where the Torah says earlier here, Yeter Hashem creates what does that mean? Mos Tomus. It did not happen. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, and there was no Mos Tomus. And here it says, you'll eat forever. So what was the Azorah here? This is after the Chet, where they're already being punished. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayishalchei Hashem Elokim Gan Eden La'avod Es Ha'adam Asher Hukach Misham Vayigarash Es Ha'adam Vayashkei Mikenem Gan Eden Zakuvin La'at Acheret Misapeches, so that no one could get to the Eitz HaChayim. My father couldn't understand the Loshin of Pen Yishlach Yodom. What kind of a Loshin is that? What? Beseder. Beseder. But here the issue I'm asking is regarding this, what Rabbi Yazgir mentioned. My father, what kind of an expression is this? V'ato Pen Yishlach Yodom. That's not the issue. The issue is, the Torah said, what was the issue? B'yom achochem imenu. That's the issue.
That's only Eitz
HaDaas. Correct. Okay, so that's where they, this I'm telling you, part of the lengthy discussion on these psukim, which are impossible to understand. Okay, let me just finish my, since I'm already, what I really wanted to do today, I'll just show it to you, and the one who deals with the issue in the most comprehensive fashion is the Sefer. I'm not really so familiar with, I know one tshuva in the Sefer, and that's this tshuva. On page 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, is the Truma Sakri, the brother of the Seis HaChayshen, and he gets to work on these issues, and he's trying to more or less prove that Shlichus Yad is a halach in Shomer. And he more or less proves it conclusively, but he goes through the Gemara's, the sugyas here, very, very carefully. So that's what you have to read. If you have a few hours, and now you have here the annotated edition of the Truma Sakri. I have an old one, but a few years ago, Masada Rav Kook put out the Truma Sakri, and so that's what you have in front of you. And what? The author of the is one of the Gdolei Ador of previous generation. He wrote a parish of Truma Sakri. And the Truma Sakri is the brother of the Ksais. But on the bottom, you have a very annotated parish, and here he more or less tries to prove conclusively. He goes through all these sugyas of Shlichus Yad throughout the entire parak and elsewhere, and especially once in the Yashiv of the Rambam, he goes through the Tesisim and the Balamor. Okay, and more or less he comes to that maskana that it's under the category, under the rubric of the Shomer, and that's where it belongs. If you okay, I guess we don't have time to go to it, but anyway, Beseder. You should know about it, Mitzvah Hashem, for the future, so you'll be able to have access to it.